Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Som Distilleries and Breweries Limited Q3 FY 2023 earnings conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Nakul Sethi, Director of Finance and Strategy. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you all to the Som Distilleries and Breweries Limited Quarter 3 FY 2023 earnings call. During the quarter, we sold a total number of 26 lakh cases of beer and 3 lakh cases of IMFL, resulting in an income of 1,510 million. Our flagship brands, Hunter, Blackfoot, and Power Kool, saw strong sales volume. The expansion of the company's customer base and overall volume was a result of both an increase in sales in markets where the company already has a presence, as well as the company's success in increasing sales from new markets. This was achieved by leveraging the company's existing strengths and utilizing new strategies to reach new customers in the relatively untapped market. The key business highlights are as under. Our company has shown significant growth in sales, with over 100 lakh cases of beer being sold in the past 9 months. This demonstrates a strong demand for our products and firmly establishes our position within the industry. We held 14% of Karnataka's overall beer market share in October 2022, demonstrating our resilience and popularity in a competitive market. IMFL volumes during the same quarter were 3 lakh cases as compared to 1.6 lakh cases in the previous quarter. The expansion project is planned to be completed by quarter 1 FY 2024. Coming to our financial performance for the quarter, we are pleased to announce a sales revenue of rupees 1,510 million, with a growth of 66.7% year-on-year. During the same period, our EBITDA stood at rupees 195 million and PAT stood at rupees 105 million, with a margin of 12.9% and 7% respectively. The company's strategies have led to a growth in important markets, resulting in an increase in market share. During the 9-month period ending FY 2023, the company recorded a sales revenue of rupees 5,550 million, representing a growth of 152.8% compared to the same period the previous year. Additionally, the company reported an EBITDA of rupees 740 million and a PAT of rupees 444 million. These results show a strong rebound from the previous two financial years, where COVID had a major impact on the operations of the company. The company's outstanding results are a testament to the confidence in the excellence of our products and proficiency of our team in implementing the plans. The favorable reception of our products by consumers is a clear indication of the company's potential to expand our market share across all product lines. We would also take this opportunity to address concerns of the investors on the cancellation of the EGM for approval of 65 lakh warrants to the promoters. It was felt that there was a lesser need for funds towards CapEx in the company, and as such, the preferential issue was deferred. Instead, it was decided that we continue with the rights issue to give the existing minority investors the opportunity to be a part of the growth story of the company. The promoters are also willing to take up any unsubscribed portion of the rights issue. This step will also lead to lesser dilution of equity, which was a cause of concern for some investors. Post-expansion, if there is a need for further capital, then we shall evaluate and if need be, do another preferential issue. Going forward, we believe that our growth trajectory will continue to be positive and we anticipate delivering robust volume and revenue growth. This is based on our strong foundation, the effectiveness of our strategies, and our ability to adapt to the ever-changing market conditions. With this, we would like now to open the floor for Q&A. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, you may enter star and one on your touchtone telephone. The first question is from the line of Darshil Jhaveri from Crown Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Good evening, sir, and thank you so much for taking the call. I hope I'm
okay. Good evening.
So I just wanted to congratulate on your good set of results. And now I would just like to ask, in terms of our vision for next year, now seeing everything is normalized, so what kind of revenue are we expecting for next year?
We are expecting, we should be ideally placed to answer that question after we declare our quarter four results. I expect that we should grow by about 20 to 25% in terms of revenue for next year.
Oh, okay, sir. Thank you so much. And so on a higher revenue, so we would get some kind of operating leverage. So we could expect a similar increase in our profit margins, like something that we did in, you know, Q1 or something, you know, around the 13-14% range. So will that be a fair assumption?
Yes, we could look at those kind of margins, because obviously when you have economies of scale coming in, so obviously we tend to have higher margins in quarter one.
So we have more seasonality towards quarter one, right?
Yeah, because that's the peak consumption for season for beer.
Okay, sir. And if I can just ask you in one more question, what is our current capacity utilization level?
So, I mean, the Woodpecker plant, the Hassan plant, is running at above 100% currently. Bhopal for the whole year would be about close to about 55%. And the plant at Orissa would be close to 40%.
Okay, sir. So, with our existing, our existing facilities, so what kind of peak revenue could these facilities, you know, make us? And further, our new capex, what kind of additional revenue would that, you know, come in? If that could, you know, that could help me a lot. Thank you so much.
So the existing capacity can give us a turnover of about 1100. Crores in of beer only, I am saying, and the additional capacity which we are putting up can give us another maybe 150 to 200 crores.
Okay. I think that helps me a lot. Thank you so much for answering, and all the best. Looking forward to good numbers. Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Nitin Awasthi from InCred Equities. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. A few questions from my side. Firstly, you have mentioned in the presentation you have a 100 crore expansion plan between the two plants, one in Bhopal, one in the Karnataka plant, Hassan plant, sorry, in Karnataka. So could you divide this capex number? How much is going in for the Bhopal plant? How much is going in for the Hassan plant? And by when will this work in progress be completed?
So I think the Bhopal plant will cost us about 58 odd crores, and the Hassan plant would be about close to 43-44 crores.
Got it. And work on this expansion has started already?
Yeah. So we have done about in terms of payment, we have done about close to about 65-70% of the payment.
Okay, so by when do you expect this to do the trial production and be up and running? These two capacities expanded?
By quarter one.
beginning of quarter one or mid of quarter one? The reason I ask this question is, sir, because you said Karnataka we are running at 100%. So unless and until we do an expansion, our revenue will stagnate.
Yeah, yeah. So we obviously will take advantage of the expanded capacity in Karnataka for the season.
Oh, okay. So beginning of the season, that's the hope right now.
Yes, yes.
Noted, sir. And Odisha, if you could shed some light upon that Odisha facility, what percentage of utilization are we running at there?
So it's currently about close to about 40% for the 9 months.
Okay, and this is only beer or beer and IMFL combined?
No, this is only beer.
Okay, and how is the state shaping up, sir, competition-wise? And other ways, you know, growth, because all both the other states that you are in, you're doing pretty well. And if Odisha starts to kick in, you'll do even far more better. That's why I want to understand.
We're doing pretty well in Odisha. I was just looking at the market share numbers. We are close to about 12% in Odisha currently for the 9 months. So we are doing pretty okay, I think. So I think going forward, maybe next year we'll do even better in Odisha.
Understood. Understood, sir. And main competition in Odisha coming from the usual guys you're competing with in the other states, or there are some homegrown brands there?
No, so the main brand who has got the main market share is UB there. It's okay. The biggest out there. So, yes.
Okay. Understood, sir. Thank you so much for answering the questions.
Thank you.
The next question is from the line of Kubey Chauhan from IDBI Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question and congratulations on good set of numbers. Few questions are there. Just like to know that the 100 crore capacity which is going to be on stream from, as you said, from FY24. So what will be the utilization for first year? And how much we are targeting for a couple of, for peak utilization, how much years it will be passed on for that?
So, I mean, I just cannot answer that what would be the utilization of that facility. But we are hopeful that, the facility which is setting up in, which is being put up in the Bhopal plant is a canning line, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that will be within the overall capacity of the Bhopal plant, but it will be subdivided into a canning facility. So obviously there is a need for bigger canning facility as we look at quarter one and as we look at entering new states like UP, which we want to target next year. Woodpecker, we are already running short of capacity. We are still at 100% considering that we are in the lean season. So obviously I think going forward, we'll have good capacity utilization coming out of the Karnataka plant also on a expanded capacity level.
Okay, sir. And the second question is on, why, what was the purpose for right issue and not raising debt more? So we could have done it easily by raising few amount of debt and not going for, what was the route for going for right issue?
We, per se, are little averse to raising more debt currently, and because we still have got about, about 150 crores of net debt sitting on our books. So that was the reason for taking more, going through the equity route. We might take some debt because as most of the states are moving towards a duty paid model, so we'll take some working capital limits maybe towards the end of this financial year or in the early part of the next financial year.
So what would be the working capital limit for this quarter?
Sorry?
Working capital.
Working capital, yes.
Yeah, so the days which, if you can just highlight on that.
So I think the debtors on an average are will be realized in about, I think, about close to about 60-65 days.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And sir, I mean, from last 3 quarters, we are maintaining double-digit margins, EBITDA margins. So, how we are looking at that in future, and are we going to maintain it? And if we are maintaining it, then what could be the drivers for it?
I'm sorry, I'm not able to listen to you properly.
Yeah, I was saying that from last consecutive 3 quarters, we are maintaining double-digit margins, the EBITDA margins. So, are we going to maintain it in future? And if we are going to maintain it, then what could be the drivers for that? Like from the cost per se, or from the price hike per se?
See, the cost pressures are still there, so it will be very difficult to predict or to give you a guidance about the kind of EBITDA margins we expect in the future, but it will be our endeavor to maximize the margins.
Okay. And sir, last question, the Genius Prestige brand, which is gaining a current kind of a 46% share in Karnataka. So are we going to expand it in other states as well?
So yes, we expect that we'll start operations in IMFL in Odisha also pretty soon. So let's see how the response comes in Odisha going forward.
Okay. So that's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dixit Doshi from Whitestone Financial Advisors Private Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. A couple of questions. Firstly, can you give some broad overview on how the UP and Delhi market are performing where we are, new into the business? And if you can give volume detail.
Sorry, please come again. I lost you.
So I was asking about how the performance is in a UP and Delhi market where we have entered last year. And if you can mention about the volumes for UP, Delhi, it will be helpful.
So, Delhi and UP are new markets for us. So I think it will be the real indicator of the market share which we have garnered or taken would be for the next financial year. This year, our main concentration has been on our home markets, that is MP, Karnataka, Kerala, and Odisha, for that matter.
Okay, and so in 9 months FY23, we have, let's say in terms of growth, we have got the two advantage. One is obviously the FY22 had a low base because of the COVID. And also, because of the change in the MP, Madhya Pradesh excise policy. But now we have a larger base in terms of volumes for FY23. So now you are mentioning a 20 to 25% growth. So is it fair to understand that most of this growth will come from the new market like UP, Delhi? Or you feel that there is still high growth potential in Bhopal and Odisha on Karnataka market as well?
Yeah. So we still, are very hopeful that we'll grow further in our existing markets of MP, Odisha, and Karnataka and Kerala. Though we are also looking at, like you rightly said, at Uttar Pradesh and Delhi to fuel our growth further.
Okay. And in terms of this 100 crore capex, so do we require any debt for that capex?
Hello? I lost you.
Yeah, so I was asking that for this 100 crore capex, will we require any debt?
No, as of now, we do not anticipate that we'll require any debt.
Okay, so and how you are planning to use this 50 crore of rights issue?
That will be mainly for our working capital.
Okay, mainly for the working capital. Okay, and last question from my side. On this 100 crore capex, will there be any capacity expansion or it's just a canning capacity?
So we are actually doubling the capacity in Karnataka. So from 45 lakh cases going up to 90 lakh cases.
Okay, and in Bhopal?
So Bhopal, the capacity will remain the same, except that we'll have another canning facility coming up.
Okay, and one just last question. You mentioned about the capacity utilization, say Bhopal was 55%, Odisha 40%. So this is for 9 months, right?
Right.
So since our business is seasonal, where, you know, Q1 would be having, let's say, 80-90% utilization, and then other three quarters would be having a lesser utilization. So in an annualized basis, what could be the peak utilization we can go?
It goes to about 80-85%.
Okay, 80-85%. Okay, thank you. That's it from my side. Thanks.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one on your touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Manan Shah from Manibi Investment Advisor. Please go ahead. Mr. Shah, your line has been unmuted. Please proceed with your question. Manan Shah?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, now we can hear you.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you now.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, on the CAPEX, the 100 crore that, have we ordered these lines or are we in the process or if we have received the deliveries of these machinery?
Sorry, please come again.
The CAPEX for the 100 crore, so you mentioned that we've ordered. So, when do we expect the delivery of these machinery?
They are in the process of being delivered. So I think everything should be done by quarter one.
Okay. Because we are just now 2 months away from, for the quarter one. So to utilize these capacity for the new season, I believe there would be a fair amount of time required to install these plant and machinery as well.
We are working on it.
Okay. And my second question was, if we look at the mix between our three brands, Hunter, Blackford and Powercool, so there has been a substantial increase in the mix. So Powercool mix has gone up substantially to almost 64%. So if you can just throw some light, why is this happening? Is it because we are entering newer geographies and using this brand to enter those geographies, or there's some other reason? There's more pull for the Powercool in our existing geographies. If you can just highlight over there.
So Powercool, in fact, has been doing exceedingly well in Karnataka, where we are gaining market share. That is one of the reasons why the contribution of Powercool is increasing.
Okay, so this increase is not because of our entry into UP and Bihar market.
No. So it's doing very well in Karnataka as of now.
Okay. We are not seeing the traction towards our more premium brands of Hunter and Woodpecker that we had launched.
In which market?
In Karnataka.
So we are. So the maximum traction which happens is between Blackford and Powercool. Hunter, unfortunately, is taking it some time to pick up, but we expect that Hunter also would do well in the next financial year.
Okay, and Woodpecker, I believe we had launched or we were planning to launch in a big way. So if you can just throw some light over there.
So this summer we launched Woodpecker in a big way, and we are doing exceedingly well in the draught beer space. Through Woodpecker in Bangalore and around.
Okay. So are we planning to launch this in other states as well, or it will be currently in Karnataka only?
We'll first start with Karnataka.
Okay. And on the IMFL volumes as well, now there has been a decent growth over there as well. So can we expect this run rate to continue or to improve going forward, or there was some impact of our contract manufacturing with Radico because of which this volume went up?
No. So this sale is not comprise anything of Radico sale.
Okay.
Because we got a different arrangement with them. This is all ours, and we are hopeful that we'll do well in IMFL also going forward in Karnataka.
Okay. So, I mean, these volumes, we can expect these to continue.
Yeah. Very well.
Okay. So, I understand this would be due to our success of our Genius brand.
Yes. And we also have now got a dedicated team which is concentrating on IMFL sales.
Okay. Understood. Sir, earlier we were of the view that this press that we were doing, those funds would be utilized for doing this capex of 100 crores. But now since we've cancelled that, how will we manage to fund this capex?
So we have already, out of say 100 crores, we have already spent close to about 70 crores.
Okay.
So there is not much gap left as such.
Okay, understood. And when are we expecting the deliveries of these machineries? I mean, is it in the next month should we expect the deliveries, or it will be by March when we receive the deliveries?
It's ongoing.
Okay. Thank you. I'll come back in the queue.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Darshika Khemka from AV Fincorp. Please go ahead.
Hi. Am I audible?
Yes, ma'am. You are.
Hi. So, a couple of questions, sir. Firstly, congratulations on a good set of numbers. Firstly, I wanted to know the split between our own brand revenues and the contract manufacturing revenues. Basically, wanted to know what would Radico's arrangement be contributing to our revenue currently. And the second question is that I actually sort of missed the opening remark that you had on the rights issue. If you could please repeat that, it would be very helpful.
So I think about the sales which we have posted is about 99.5% or 99% is our own sales.
Okay. So the contribution from Radico is negligible, so to say.
Negligible. All from other brands is negligible.
Okay.
This is all our sales, or you can say 99.5% of. I hope that answers your first question. The second question was?
Yes. Could you please repeat your opening remarks on the rights issue part? I actually sort of missed that.
So the rights issue is being done for the working capital needs of the company.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So anything specific you wanted me to address on that?
The amount is numerically?
So it will be up to 50 crores.
Up to 50 crores?
Yes.
Alright. Alright, that will be helpful. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all the participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one on your phone. The next question is from the line of Ayush Agarwal from MAPL Value Investing Fund. Please go ahead.
Sir, hi. I hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Sir, congratulations on a good set of results. Two questions, sir. One is on the capex. You mentioned that Karnataka facility will almost double from 45 lakh cases to 90. And but Bhopal capacity will not go up. So how will it add to our revenues in the canning facility?
So the canning facility, the realization is canning facility realization is much higher than a per case basis of a bottle, and there are certain markets which have got a higher saliency towards. Cans, that is one state is UP, which we want to target next year. So therefore the need for a enhanced canning facility.
So what would be the difference between bottles and cans if per case?
About 20% increase.
40%?
20%.
20%. Okay, so this 100 crore capex is supposed to bring around 150-200 crores of additional revenues.
Yes. Yes.
And you mentioned that the existing facility can do 1100 crores of revenue. So in total, after this capex, we'll be in a state to do 1300 crores of annual sales.
Yes.
So assuming that, you know, we'll grow 20-25% in FY24, we'll reach optimal levels very soon. So what are our future capex plans, if you have thought about any?
Not right now. Maybe in maybe subsequent calls after 3 months, we can address that question again.
All right. Also, in the presentation, I noticed that I see that, you know, our IMFL realization has fallen. What can be the reason for that?
Because we are selling more of, you know, that brand in Karnataka, which has got a lower realization.
Okay. Understood. All right, so thank you for answering my question.
Thank you. Participants, if you wish to ask any questions, please enter star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference back to Mr. Nakul Sethi for closing comments.
I would like to thank you all for joining us on the Quarter 3 FY23 conference call. Trust all your queries have been adequately addressed. Should you require any further information, please reach out to our investor relations team. We will revert to you with all necessary details at the earliest. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of Soam Distilleries and Breweries Limited, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.